The Small World of Dominic Holland, starring Dominic Holland.
Welcome to the show, folks. Tonight's show is about money. All of us need to earn money. All of us need to spend money. And we love money. That's why people play the lottery. It's true, though, isn't it? It always strikes me as odd, though, that people tick the no publicity box. Just in case they win the jackpot. If I tick no publicity, no one will know. If I won the jackpot, people would know. Come round to my house, it would be different. So, Dom, just talk me through this again, will you, Dom? You're beachcombing, you say. And you found the Ferrari, did you? You're lucky with that number plate, Dom 1. I think it'd be fantastic in a lottery, right, if you had the odds where everyone played and there was more than one winner, right? But there was more than one winner to the point there were so many winners, everyone won a pound. It'd be fantastic. Do you want it as a big check? It would definitely change my life if I won the lottery. If I won the lottery, I could do things that I just can't do now. For example, I could go to Marks and Spencer's and actually buy food. Because M&S is not a shop to me. It's a shortcut to get to other shops. It's got that front door and that back door. It's a pop-through shop, isn't it? Should we pop through Marks? Let's pop through Marks. Always pause in the food hall. Oh, apples, 15 quid each. Move on. Bloody hell. M&S is an amazing shop, again. It kind of has got an amazing packaging. It lures you in. You see, you can't ignore the food in Marks and Spencer's. In Tesco's, you can just ignore stuff. Just walk along and go, never heard of them, never seen them before, nothing in that aisle at all. Marks and Spencer's, you find yourself saying things like, oh, right, well, we are out of king prawns, aren't we? We've been out of them for years, haven't we? We've never actually had them. Should we get them? We could always get a loan. Marks and Spencer's is just a posh shop. I mean, it sells Sprouts, right? And I can hear you thinking, Dom, Sprouts are not posh, right? But in M&S, they sell peeled Sprouts. Right? How busy have you got to be before you get to the point in your life you go, we'll have Sprouts tonight. Oh, no, hang on, no. I won't have time to peel them. I'm very busy these days. It's not just the peeling, is it? It's a little cross on the bottom as well. It takes ages, that does. I don't know why I do that cross. I do it religiously, every single one of them. There we are. Sometimes you don't get the cross in the middle. Oh, damn. I think I might have ruined that one. People say, Dom, what'd you put the cross in the bottom for? I don't know. My mum did it when I was a kid. I've got no idea. I actually asked my mum, I said, Mum, why'd you put the cross in the bottom? She said, I don't know. My mum did it when I was a kid. I reckon it's a joke thousands of years ago. Some caveman put a cross in. They've been doing this for years, this guy. Retailing is having a hard time. So what they've done, they come up with slogans. Shops come up with slogans to try and get you to buy stuff. And some of the slogans are ridiculous. John Lewis, okay, I've got a slogan. Never knowingly undersold. How helpful is that?
Next.
Oh, yes. Your slogan, never knowingly undersold, right?
That's right, sir.
Yeah, well, okay, I bought this telly here last week and I've just seen it cheaper down the road.
Right. Well, we never knew that, but thank you for pointing it out, because we do now. Next.
I was in The Gap recently, and they've got sizing. I was buying some trousers, right? This is true. They've got small, medium and large, which we all understand. Not a word of a lie. In The Gap, they've got a section of trousers called very small. There aren't many blokes here who want to buy their trousers from the very small section. The blokes in the shop goes to me, yeah, mate, you'll want very small. No, I don't think I do, thanks very much. I'll go with medium, thanks a lot. Do you do alterations at all? There's gimmicks in shops that you've got to be careful. There's a gimmick for you in a supermarket, right? Think about this, right? Freshly cut sandwiches. Huh? Who cares when they were cut? surely it's more important when they were made. Made these about a month ago, mate. I've just cut them. Freshly cut, mate. Cut them myself. I can vouch for them. Is that lettuce? No, mate, that's ham. I'll tell you another weird one, right? Corn-fed chicken. That always stuns me. Who thought they needed to tell us what the chicken ate before they killed it? You don't get that with any other meat. You don't get that with pork, do you? Poo-fed pork. I couldn't resist that poo-fed pork. We're always told, folks, we're always told that the internet has changed our lives. It's going to change our habits. But I don't think it has. We are exactly the same as we were thousands of years ago. Thousands of years ago, man would go out and he'd hunt in packs. Now, it's exactly the same. Man goes out and he shops in pairs. You see, couples go shopping, but they get into the shop and they split up for efficiency. You get milk, I'll get bread, meet you at cheese. And they meet up, right? And sometimes the bloke's shown some initiative. Maybe got something he shouldn't have done. And the woman just has to give him a look. I'll put them back. I don't mean put them back from where I got them. Oh no, clearly I mean put them back wherever it happened to be at the time. In the store. So for example, it might go Persil, Daz, prawns. Which if you think about it, that is like stealing those prawns. Those prawns are dead. No one's going to buy those prawns later on. No one's going to be in the supermarket later on pushing his trolley going, Daz, do you want Daz? No? What about prawns? We'll just say we go out of the fridge, that's all. And that's why, folks, you get sell-by dates, right? Which is a good idea. But you get two kinds of sell-by dates, right? You get eat-by, very definitive. That's the shop saying, eat by the 15th. What they're saying there is, buy it now, do what you want with it. But make sure, by the 15th, you've eaten it. Because on the 16th, you could die. But then you get best before, which is just so much more relaxed. Best before the 15th, afterwards, take a chance. Like bread, best before the 15th. And we're all thinking, no, bread, I think you'll find that's best before the green spots arrive, mate. Same as milk, isn't it? Best before the 15th. Milk? No, surely, that's best before it stinks. You don't throw milk away if you miss it by a few days, do you? Just go, no, that'll be fine, you'll be all right. And if you're worried about it, just pour your mate's tea first. And if it floats, then you have black coffee. another strange one is display until. That's a bizarre one, isn't it? Do you think people actually do that? Go around someone's house. Have you seen my display of chickens? I'm displaying those till Thursday. The one in the middle is corn-fed. It's amazing, though, how they can be so definitive, isn't it? Eat by the 15th. Some of them are really exact. And I wondered how they did that. Like in medical science, you get people to volunteer themselves for drugs. I suppose in food, you must get loads of students who don't mind sort of maybe getting a bit ill to have some free nosh.
Ah, right. What have we got here? Consumed a pork pie on the 10th, which was made 5 days earlier. Right, let's see if he's okay, shall we? Everything all right here?
Yep, fine. No problem at all.
Right. And you had the spots before the pie?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Right, and your hair was like that?
Always been like this, yes.
Right, well, good. This is the same pork pie eaten 6 days after the 10. Everything okay?
Actually,
I do feel a bit queasy.
Ah, do you? Good. That will mean it's best before the 16th. Good, thank you, thank you. So, this next door, eaten after 7 days. This should be the eat by. That's excellent.
Thing is, you see, shopping can be stressful. Buying bread can be stressful. It needn't be. It's not stressful if you go with Mother's Pride. No stress there whatsoever, is there, really? Because you get a month out of that sometimes. You know, at least a week. Loads of rounds of toast, loads of sandwiches. But sometimes you get a rush of blood in the supermarket and you might go for fresh bread, which is altogether more stressful. Because when you get home with your fresh bread, you put all your food away, but your fresh bread's there. It's just tormenting you. As soon as you get home, you know you're on a time frame. Because you've got fresh bread now, but in the morning, you got yourself a truncheon. You've got an afternoon to eat more bread than you've eaten the last 3 weeks. What a crap afternoon that is, all afternoon. Do you want some bread? Yeah, go on then, better have some bread. Phoning friends up, you're not hungry, are you? Couldn't come around and eat some bread. But depending on where you are, you treat food differently, right? If you're in a restaurant and you've ordered your main course, and a waiter comes up to you and goes, bread roll, sir. Oh, yes, please. Oh, I'd love a bread roll. That would never happen at home, would it? Never ever be at home. Do you want a bread roll? What? Do you want a bread roll? Well, I thought we were going to eat, weren't we? No, we are going to eat, Dom. I just thought you might fancy a bread roll. Well, have you not made enough? I thought you were doing rice. Do you know it's physically impossible not to make too much rice? It's like a mind game. The packet will say, for two people, use half a cup. I pour out, I think, no. We'll eat more than that. Let's make enough for the entire street. People come around to eat. Any more food? There's more rice. And loads of bread. Do you want some bread? Take some home with you. Supermarkets, though. What do you think, folks? Tesco, Sainsbury's. Do you think they're good value? What do you think? Yeah. Do you? I think they are, sir. You can't really argue with a trolley for a pound, can you? I've got loads of them. Cheaper than prams. Bit embarrassing for the kids, but sod them. Tesco's, I don't like the way they ask you to join. I don't like that. You're at Tesco's, right, you put your stuff through. You just get to the checkout, they'll go, club card, sir. No. Personally, I don't want to join Tesco's. I never want to be in a social situation. And someone say, so Dom, are you a member of any clubs? Tesco's. It's more of a shopping. Also, these things are a rip-off. They send you, like, coupons. They'll send you, like, a 5p off voucher for Jaffa Cakes, right? I don't want to get sent a 5p off voucher for Jaffa Cakes. I don't know what to do with it. What am I going to do with that? Thanks for that, Bang. Thanks for that. I'll put that somewhere safe. I'll open a Jaffa Cake saving file. I never want to be in a queue at Tesco's having my stuff put through and grab my Jaffa Cakes. Excuse me? You'll find I'm a member. And it's a rip-off anyway, folks, because you only get the 5p off if you buy Jaffa Cakes. You might not have wanted them. I think you should be able to go in there, open them, take two out, and just give them a voucher. Tesco's are actually selling everything now. Petrol, they sell petrol. 15 years ago, Tesco's became a petrol station. And wasn't that strange? It was odd. But now, it's just the norm, isn't it? You go to Tesco's, you fill up. But Esso didn't take that line down. Esso fought back. Now you're going to Esso, you can't believe it. Oh, look, milk. That's handy. We need some milk. Get some milk. And bread. Brilliant. Get some bread. And cheese. And butter. And fish. And eggs. And milk. Get to the checkout. Any petrol? I can't remember. I've been here for hours, mate. But now, Tesco's have become a bank. And I can't see the banks fighting back in the same way. You'll never be in Lloyd's putting your check in. Thanks very much indeed, sir. Interest you in any Jaffa Cakes at all, sir? freshly cut sandwich. My bank. Anyone bank with Lloyds? Yeah. I bank with Lloyds. Right? They give you interest on your current account, which I find actually quite annoying. Because you have to have a lot of money in your account for that to make any difference to your life. You get your bank statements, a series of debits. Debit, 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 debit. Oh, credit. That's nice. Interest. 8 pence. Oh, lucky me. Bank's a strange job, though. Bank is one of the only sort of civilian jobs, right, where you really have got a chance of some serious danger. I mean, bank tellers do run the risk of being held up at gunpoint, right? And I'm sure most banks have a policy of your safety is paramount to us, right? But now, with retail banks having such a hard time, I reckon some banks must have had to consider that policy.
And can I take this opportunity of welcoming you to the bank? Now, before you start, I have a little safety check to run through with you. Now, in the unlikely event that you are held up at gunpoint...
Yeah, I know. I am to concern myself with my own personal safety and cede entirely to the robber's demands.
No. Actually, that used to be our policy back in the late 80s when interest rates were 15%. Oh, God, those are the days. No, things have changed since then, and we've been forced to look at that policy. I mean, your safety is still important to us, but it's not paramount. So if you are held up, we'd like you to put up a fight.
What? I don't think I can...
Please don't be so alarmed. Let me finish. We aren't sending you out there all alone and defenseless. Under each desk by your right knee...
Or is a button that makes a screen go up.
No. Do you have any idea what those cost? They're terribly expensive. No, by your right knee, you'll find a sock with 2 snooker balls in it. Are you serious? Oh, deadly, if you'll pardon the expression.
Sir, this all seems ridiculous to me. What you seem to be saying is that you don't have anything to discourage robberies. No security precautions whatsoever. What about CCTV?
We've got a photo booth proving very popular.
People are obsessed with wealth, though. You know when you read something in the paper about a famous person, they very often tell you what they're worth. Mel Gibson recently, people were talking about how he's made like £150 million or something. Elton John in Metro the other day, £80 million, which is a lot of money, and it's very bizarre. It's almost surreal to have that kind of money. I think Elton John's ever gotten to the cash point for a balance. I think Elton John's ever got to the cash point and thought, I have 20 quid and a balance. I bet he's never got his balance and gone, oh, right, damn. I wonder if that curry's gone through. Because if that curry's not gone through, I'm going to dip below 80 million. Which I don't like to do because 80 million's my buffer. I mean, the thing is, you see, if you're ordinary like us, we enjoy buying things. You save up for something and you get a huge kick out of being able to afford it. But for Elton John, it must be quite dull being that rich because you can just buy anything. Like our biggest purchase is a house. And you get a mortgage, you borrow money and you spend 25 years paying it off. Elton John wouldn't bother with that. Just go look at a house, Holland Park, going around his house. The agent's going, I'll show you around, Mr. John. It's lovely, mate. I like it. It's a very nice house. How much is it? 8 million. Right. Is there a cash point near it? He could just write a check, couldn't he? How much? 8 million, right? £8 million only. And then write in the stub, house. So he doesn't forget what the check's for. Doesn't get his statement in a month saying, what's this check for 8 million for? I didn't write that, did I? What's that for? It's okay for Elton John to make all the money. I think he deserves it. Because if you sell shed loads of records, then clearly you're going to be worth that money. But it must be very irksome for the people in heaven, right, who sort of died penniless. And now they're sort of massively famous and successful and would be really wealthy had they just lived.
Oh, come on. Shut up,
you miserable
fuck. Shut up, all of you. Shut up. Why shouldn't I, J.S. Bach, be fed up? It's all right for you, Mozart. At least you had a film made.
Oh.
My work has yet to be properly honored. And I'm up here waiting for some suitable accolade, and I don't know whether I can do it. That is not funny. Stop playing my beautiful air. I never got a penny from that advert.
Oh, look, Bach. It could be worse, don't you see?
How so, Mozart?
I'll tell you, how so. Look, here comes Peter Tchaikovsky. He, right, he has been used on Cadbury's Fruit and Nut and Pedigree Church.
Hey, Mozart.
Oh,
And what's up, Bob? What is so funny? What have I missed?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
There was nothing, Peter, really, there was nothing. Look, we were talking about how our music has been exploited since our day.
Don't talk to me about that. I was talking only the other day with Dvořák. Do you know his beautiful Largo is now better known as the Hovis music?
Oh, I did not know that.
Awful for him.
I tell you what, everyone, it's a good job old Beethoven is dead.
Yeah. Why?
Because, and you're not going to believe this,
yeah.
Beethoven's fifth, Kellogg's popped up.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Capitalism is gone bananas, and what happens is people want to show off their wealth, don't they? Don't you think that? You see people with their big flash cars, and the idea of having a big flash car is that people can look at you and think, doing well, bloke's successful, he's got a big flash car, a lot of money. But they're bizarre, these cars, because they've got gimmicks on them. They've got like a sensor on the windscreen of a Jag, right? And what it does is when it rains, it senses that it's raining and sets the wipers off for you. And I'm thinking, how lazy have you got to be? Because in my car, right, that, just that little hand movement, that sets the wipers off, and I'm not saying I'm fit, but that's never knackered me out in the past. I've never been driving on thinking, God, I'm exhausted now. I should pull over, really, but I can't indicate I'm too tired. People with big flash watches, like people will spend £5,000 on a watch, which is bizarre. £5,000 on a Rolex watch, okay? Or you can get a fake one for £20, right? Which is a big saving, isn't it? So for £4,500 saving, I didn't get one. No, I got a fake Timex. And saved £1. I've got friends who've turned up, okay, with a big gold ruby encrusted watch. Like, look at that, Dom. Hey. Rolex. Let's have a look. If you look carefully, you've got two L's, haven't you? That's a Rolex, isn't it? And that's not even an R, is it? That's a B. Dual time is the most strange thing. You know, like dual time on a watch. What it does is it gives you the time in London, which is very useful, because that's where you live. And it also gives you the time in Bombay. Thanks for that. Actually, I do find that quite handy, because often I've been stopped in the street by people. Excuse me, mate, you got a time? Yeah, 8:30. No, in Bombay. I'm glad you asked me that, mate. Hang on. Which button is it? Oh, I've just turned on my toaster at home. And there's a big backlash against money now, okay? Because the 80s were very greedy, and now that, you know, the third world debt, they tried to cancel it, but it didn't cancel all of it. And the capitalists, okay, are having a hard time because these big demonstrations are all over the world, right? I've got to say, you have to feel sorry for McDonald's. Because whenever they demonstrate, they just smash the crap out of McDonald's. I mean, I don't love McDonald's any more than you lot, but you have to say McDonald's is quite useful. At least it's a toilet. You know, when you're out shopping and you get caught short. Oh, where's McDonald's? Burger King, though, this is true. Burger King have got this new policy. It's bizarre, right? They've got this brilliant policy, right, whereby you actually can't go to the toilet until you've bought food. And they've got bouncers stopping you going to the toilet. And I was thinking, in the bouncing profession. That has got to be the lowest of the low. I mean, you get a big bouncer's night out, you know. They all go to a club. They all get in, clearly.
Yeah, I'm working at Stringfellas at the moment. It's great. The money's good. We get a lot of celebrities in. You know, Paige Figgles, footballers, you know. Where are you working at the moment?
Hey, me? I'm working at the moment. Working at a Burger King here, I stop people going to the toilet.
Is that a religious thing?
Can be.
Although I would say, folks, McDonald's, it's quite a patronising restaurant because, You know, I feel sorry for the staff. A lot of banal comedians slag off the staff at McDonald's all the time. I think it's a bit of a naff thing to do, right? Because, you know, it's not an easy job working at McDonald's, but it's not an extensive menu, is it? You'd have to accept that. You could learn that menu instantaneously, really. But McDonald's patronise their staff because they give them stars. They give them from no stars to 5 stars. How can there be 5 levels of service within that simple job? Like, if you get a no-starer, do you notice the difference? Big Mac, please, mate. Right. Big Mac, sorry. Do we do Big Macs? Like, if you get a 5-starer, do they give you 5-star service? Big Mac, mate, please.
Excellent choice, sir.
How's like that cooked? I couldn't give a shit, just cook it. No bizarre thing outside pubs. Get a big pub sign, say The Crown. And underneath The Crown, in gold ornate writing, it'll have a series of words. And it'll say, a range of ales and lagers. Surely that's a given, it's a pub. Do you think anyone's ever gone into the pub and gone,
saw your sign? Like to try one of your lagers, please.
But I'm going to conclude, folks. I mentioned to you earlier about buying trousers. This is true. About a month ago, my wife said to me, Dom, you have to go and get those trousers you need. Why don't you go to Gap Kids? I'm not going to Gap Kids for my clothes. I don't care how small I am. She says, no, but I'm saying, Dom, Gap Kids, right? There's no VAT, is there? I don't give a damn. But then I thought about it. I thought, hang on, if I go to Gap Kids, I'll be extra large.
The Small World of Dominic Holland was written and performed by Dominic Holland, with Sally Grace, Simon Greenall and Dave Lamb. Music was by Jim Howard, and the producer was Maria Esposito.